This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The U.S. Senate is nearing a battle involving Senate tradition and questions of power. President Bush wants the Senate to approve his judicial nominees who've been blocked in the past by Democratic filibusters. Last night, the Republican Senate leader made his latest move. Bill Frist sent a 6-minute message to a televised event where Christian conservatives said the filibusters were aimed at people of faith. Here's NPR's David Wellner.
The 90-minute simulcast from a Southern Baptist megachurch in Louisville, Kentucky, was transmitted last night over radio, internet, and satellite TV to churches and homes across the nation. It was organized by the Family Research Council, a conservative group whose president, Tony Perkins, acted as MC.
We have a very important place in this debate, and we need to let our voice be heard because the outcome of this debate will shape the future of this nation.
In the simulcast, a banner repeatedly appeared across the screen reading, "Justice Sunday, Stop Filibustering People of Faith." Albert Moeller, who heads the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, assured a virtually all-white crowd at the megachurch that they too are under attack.
Religious liberty is on the line here because the courts also hold, by their constitutional role, a responsibility to defend our religious liberty. But in far too many cases, judges have constrained and violated our religious liberty. And so now are some members of the United States Senate.
Indeed, last night's simulcast proved as much an indictment of the federal courts as it was of the senators who block up or down votes on controversial court appointees. James Dobson, who heads the Colorado-based conservative political action group Focus on the Family, railed against a U.S. Supreme Court majority he called unaccountable, arrogant, imperious, and out of control. He said he shared House Republican leader Tom DeLay's view that the courts need to be reined in.
I want it said loud and clear that I appreciate and agree with Majority Leader Tom DeLay and what he has been trying to do. He's had the courage to put his neck out, and he's being vilified and treated very, very unfairly, and I think it's time to get off his back.
The only lawmaker taking part in the event was Majority Leader Frist, who did so in a videotaped message introduced by the Family Research Council's Perkins.
He has been unduly criticized. He has been really demonized for the fact that he wants to communicate to you and to me tonight, and that's simply not fair.
Frist did not address criticism from the left that he's using the fight over judges to shore up support among religious conservatives for a possible presidential run. Instead, he dropped a very broad hint about which judicial nomination he'll likely bring to the Senate floor to test Democrats' resolve to filibuster. Though President Bush renominated 7 appellate court nominees who were filibustered in his first term, Frist mentioned only one of them, Texas Supreme Court Justice Priscilla Owen.
Ladies and gentlemen, Justice Owen deserves better. She deserves a vote. To ensure Justice Owen and other judicial nominees get a vote, I've been trying to work out a compromise that would do just that. It's not easy. My Democratic counterpart, Senator Reid, calls me a radical Republican. I don't think it's radical to ask senators to vote. I don't think it's radical to expect senators to fulfill their constitutional responsibilities.
Reid, in fact, called other Republicans radical, but he and other Democrats did deplore Frist's participation in the simulcast. John Green, an expert on religion and politics at the University of Akron, says Frist has reasons beyond presidential ambitions to court the religious right.
If Senator Frist is really going to overturn the filibuster rule, then he'll need as much outside support as he can possibly get. And Christian conservatives are very good at mobilizing phone calls, emails, and other contacts with members of the Senate.
Frist would need 50 of the 55 Republican senators to uphold a rules change barring judicial filibusters. Yesterday, the Senate's number 2 Republican, Mitch McConnell, told CBS that threshold has been reached.
There's no doubt in my mind, and I'm a pretty good counter of votes, that we have the votes we need.
Democrats call a simple majority rules change banning judicial filibusters the nuclear option due to the toxic effect they say it would have on Senate relations. They say they'd retaliate by slowing Senate business to a virtual standstill. Yesterday on ABC, Delaware Democratic Senator Joe Biden offered this proposal for dealing with the 7 filibustered nominees who've been renominated.
We should compromise and say to them that of the 7 judges, we'll let a number of them go through, the 2 most extreme not go through, and put off this vote and compromise.
Still, neither side in this high-stakes standoff appears ready to compromise. Both sides claim to be defending the Constitution and centuries of Senate tradition. David Wellner, NPR News.